TION's signature leadership empowerment provides purposeful, driven leadership skills and techniques that will empower and inspire the greatness within you.
How are we doing, great people? It's your boy, Coach TION Singleton. And man, I have a treat for you here today. I have an amazing guest speaker that's going to come and light you on fire. I'm just so ready. And I hope that you are ready too, because this is going to be a great, 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 great opportunity for you. So make sure you share this episode with someone that you know that will add value to. Just go ahead, matter of fact, share it right now while you are listening. Well, let's do a quick introduction of our guest speaker. Wally regarded as one of the most empowering voices in motivational speaking today. Monique Pearson is a highly sought-after international keynote speaker, best-selling author, and mindset coach, seen on ABC. NBC, Fox, and CBS. She is a compelling thought leader dedicated to supporting the personal and professional empowerment of highly achievers around the world. One of her favorite sayings she loves to share, just as a ship needs a destination, your dreams need goals. Set them, mature them, and soar beyond your limits. Monique, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much, Tion, for having me. And I'm so happy to be here and to share with your listeners.
Oh, man. And I know that they are in for a treat here today. And I know that you are the CEO of Soaring Without Limits Enterprise. Can you share with us what that is and how you add value to others through this enterprise?
Oh, yes, I would love to. So Soaring Without Limits Enterprises, affectionately known as SWOL, started off initially as just a travel agency. I am a world-renowned traveler, have been traveling for over 25 plus years. And the business started as a result of the pandemic, realizing that I was not operating in my God-given gifts or operating in my purpose and passion, which I know was travel, but I didn't know how to parlay that into a business. So hence, that was when SWOL was started. Mm-hmm. And currently, our mission is to empower women to overcome their self-imposed mental mind blocks and limitations. And we use travel as a vehicle in order to do this. So now some of our offerings, we offer mindset coaching, I have courses, but basically I'm using the realm as travel in order to open them up to stepping outside of the box and pushing themselves beyond the limitations which they have imposed or what they can see as possible. And I noted for me, being able to be open to new experiences and cultures and international travel gave me a sense of confidence. It gave me a sense of well-being that parlayed beyond that trip and translate over to my personal as well as professional life. And that is what I'm hoping to instill with the women that I work with in SWOL.
SWOL. Oh, man, you hear that? SWOL. You better watch out now.
Yes, I love the acronym. When it came up with the name, I was like, oh, that acronym just does something to me. Because you swell, like I want them to see that it goes deeper than travel before as the benefits that come as a result of working with us. So, yes, I love my acronym too.
Wow. I really appreciate you for using something that God gave you and finding a way how you can actually add value to others as well, which is huge. And that is a sacrifice. Sometimes when people create new ideas and thoughts, they want to keep it to themselves, but you are being a river and not a reservoir by sharing that with the world. So I really do applaud you for that.
Well, thank you. That's why it's like I enjoy doing something that brings me joy and being able to give back in numerous fashions, not just with Swole. I also have a charity organization. I just believe to whom much is given, much is required. And I also want to have a component of serving. It's not just
Yes.
about the money. It's also about making an impact. When you leave this earth, what does your dash stand for? And I want to make sure that my dash made a difference.
Wow. That's good. That's good. I love it. I love it. And you know that you have a favorite saying that I want to ask you about to speak into that kind of intrigues me. And that is, can you share with us why that statement means so much to you?
Because I think far as that you definitely have to have a goal tied into whatever that vision is, whatever that dream is, because that is the blueprint. Initially, that is the blueprint for you to lay the lay of the land, or otherwise we're just making wishes. And we all know a wish without a plan is going to continue to be a wish. So to me, that is saying, okay, we have the dream, but what are we going to do? What steps and places are we going to put into shape to make sure that it can be more than just a dream, that we're going to have this come to fruition. So I know a lot of us are guilty sometimes of having good thoughts, good intentions, but I challenge everyone that I work with to go beyond that and actually put it to pen to paper, put a plan in place, hold yourself accountable to making that dream come to fruition, that it is possible to take a vision that you had in your head and see it come to life. And that is exactly what happened with me with Swole. And I just know how gratifying that was to be able to see that it's possible. And if you challenge yourself one time and you prove to yourself that you can, you'll continue do this, you'll continuously grow, and you'll continually stretch yourself to make those dreams your reality. So that is why that's super important to me.
Man, there's two things I want to hit on that, on what you just shared a while ago. And that is, when you have a dream, you got to have an action plan, right? So one of the trainings that I have with the Maxwell Leadership Team, that is intentional living, and it talks about these two things I'm going to share with you now, and that is most of us have a lot of desires, but desires without action is just that, desires. So what action are you putting into play right now to allow those desires to become a reality? And good intentions. John Maxwell says this a lot. Good intentions are not good enough. You got to be able to be intentional about what you want in life so that you can make a significant impact in the world. So remove all those good intentions and start taking action on your dreams, goals, and visions. So I really do thank you for sharing that. And that's your statement, speaks light into that. It speaks life into turning your desires into action.
Yes, I think it's so important. Like, we have to go beyond just the word. And as you said, become a doer of making that come to fruition. There are the richest place. I don't know who says this, but I'll give them credit, but I don't know their name. One of the richest places on this earth is the graveyard, because you have so many unfathomed dreams, goals, aspirations that died when these people left this earth.
That's my main coach, Les Brown.
All righty. Mr. Brown.
Oh yeah, that's him. That's him all the way. And he speaks that every time, because it's so true. Like, how many dreams is left not taken action on? And most of those dreams is actually in the cemetery. I mean, most of the time when you talk with someone that's on their deathbed, one of the things that they regret is not going after their dreams. So it's like, do we want to be one of those individuals that when it's time for us to leave this place, to be in regret of not taking action? So why not take action right now while you are still alive and breathing? I mean, yes, you may be fearful, you may have some fears, but you got to learn how to be a champion and conquer those fears now. And that's one of the things that I love share with my mentees is that you have to conquer your fears and take action. Because if you don't take action, who will? No one's going to take action for you. You got to take action for yourself. Oh, man. Oh, man. Let me stop.
Hey, I co-sign that message. Yeah, that's what I was like. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Because say what so. You imagine or see that in your head, what that fear that is holding you hostage is definitely probably not even going to be anywhere near once you enjoy, taste that experience. So I co-sign on that as far as that's another one of my messages I often speak to is the power of overcoming your fear and how that is empowering in itself. Once you face one fear, you can go ahead and be like David and go ahead and knock down that giant Goliath, because you tackle one, you'll definitely be empowered to tackle another.
And that's segueing into my next question that I have for you. And it's a two-part question. And it talks about peaks and valleys, peaks being your high point and valleys being your low point. So name one valley that you had to face when you were going through the tough times. What gave you the resilience to continue on?
I'm definitely going to be transparent, and I haven't shared this yet in public, but God has led me to speak on this. I think I'm going through a valley season somewhat right now with the health challenge. I've been told, but I'm still speaking in faith that this is not going to be the case, that I may have MS. So the possibility of having a drastic impact on my health and life going forward with that possible diagnosis has been hard to grapple with, but being a woman of faith has enabled me to be able to continue to push forward in all my endeavors that I'm currently working on in addition to Swole. Actually, it propelled me to not take time for granted. So I would like to share with those who may be facing health challenges that is those diagnoses are not the end all be all, that you still have life, you still have breath. That means you still have an opportunity to do what you were put on this earth to do, or to chase that dream goal, that is not the end for you, that can be a propellant to propel you to step out and do what you have been putting off for so long. I know that I have been able to parlay this possible health diagnosis and to make it work in my favor, to give me the fuel to make sure, like, okay, I'm going to make the most of each day that I have here on earth. So I would definitely share that as currently a valley season that I'm walking through as we speak.
Thank you for your transparency and sharing that. And it's powerful that you are able to speak that and share it, because someone may be listening to this podcast right now and they needed to hear that. And you just spoke life into them and let them know that it's not the end all be all. Who knows? It could be the thing that can catapult you to the next level in life.
Mm-hmm.
It can strengthen you to be stronger for the next level. And so I thank God for you, and I thank God for allowing you to share that. And we rebuke that sickness right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. That's why I was like, I'm definitely speaking life, and I have to learn that I have to do this on an even harder, stronger basis than I've ever done in the past, and to believe and stand in my faith when I know I'm facing a challenge I've never faced before, and know that God is still able, regardless of whatever trial, tribulation you may be going through. I would like to share that He is able to overcome anything. There is nothing that has any limitation to what God can do.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Now, let's talk about a peak in your life that you enjoy the most.
I would definitely say, because we were just speaking on this, having the vision in my head, and I remember I went to the Dollar Tree and I got the construction color paper and I laid out the map of what Soaring Without Limits Enterprises is going to be in 2020. And I keep that paper to remind me of how it is possible to take a vision, a dream, a goal that you had in your head, put it on paper, and then continue to feed it and watch it flourish. And I'm just seeing where I am 4 years later and how much I have grown as a person, as an entrepreneur. And then, of course, those I've had the pleasure to work with, the impact that I have had in those experiences with them. That is definitely what I would say is my peak at this moment, being able to take that vision, that goal that was in my head, bring it to fruition, and at the end result, be able to add value and impact and enhance others' lives as a result.
Vision board. Write it down and make it plain so that it will not tear you away. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's Habakkuk, if I remember correctly.
Yep, and that's it. I mean, man, how true is that? I mean, whenever you have that vision in your heart, you got to write it down. You got to write it down and make it plain. And that's why I love vision boards. One of the courses that I have is vision board, digital vision board, and how to train people how to create their vision board for their life digitally so that they can put it on their phone. So every time they look at their phone and their wallpaper, it will have their vision board. Because when you have that in front of you day in and day out, you will begin to start taking action on those dreams that you have on your vision board. It has worked for me for years, and I continue to do that, and I continue to teach others the same thing because it is so powerful. Like, it is so powerful. It's one thing that Steve Harvey shared in one of his training that he had, and he was talking about vision board. Like writing down all your goals that you want to achieve for the year and write it on paper. And you can put it in your pocket and walk around with it in your pocket. Or you can put it in your drawer and always visit it whenever you're in a low point. Visit your vision board, because that will give you some inspiration, some motivation to push through the hard times. So it's almost like journaling, right? Writing the things down, on just putting out there, using pen to paper and speaking life over yourself is so powerful.
Yes, I definitely agree. I'm definitely a fan of vision boards. I now have a vision journal that they give you a side to take, put actual pictures to go along with what you're writing, and actually putting a timetable on that. I really enjoy that journal. But yes, I'm definitely a fan of vision boards, because whatever you give energy to has no excuse but to come to fruition. If you're putting your continuously feeding that into your brain, I see it as a seed, and you're continuously watering it, it has no choice but to come to fruition and to grow. So say yes, so. Definitely a fan.
Say so. So Monique, how can people connect with you?
Well, one, you can reach me on my website, www.soaringwolimits.com. And I am on all socials, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. My personal page, Monique Pearson. And then you can also contact me on my business page under Soaring Without Limits Enterprises, as well as LinkedIn under Monique Pearson. So definitely feel free to reach out to me.
Thank you so much again for being here on the podcast. I appreciate you. Thank you for your insights. Thank you for your transparency and adding value to the listeners. Looking forward of hearing from you again. And I know that people are going to reach out to you because your story connect with someone and they want to know how they can move forward in life. And you will be the perfect person that can help them to move forward. So again, we appreciate you for being on the podcast.
Well, I am so happy to have been able to share and to be here. And thanks again for having me.
All right, everyone. I love you. And guess what? There's nothing, and I mean nothing, you can do about it. Take care and be great to you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I pray and hope that it provided you the ingredients you need to live your best life with excellence.
Visit our website at www.tionsignatory.com to learn more about what we do. Again, that is www.tionsignatory.com. We want to see you succeed in life. Are you ready?